Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
Operation Chaos by Matthew Sweet. Read for you by Steve West. For David Sweet. Introduction. Deep Snow. On February morning, shortly before I became part of the Queen's secret plot to start World War III, I knocked on the door of a retired Catholic schoolteacher in the wealthiest county in the United States. His home, large, elevated, comfortable, rose from the snow-covered ground of Loudoun County, Virginia, a region populated by civil servants, senators, and spies, the cold heart of America. There was no answer. I kicked the snow from my boots, watched my taxi disappear down the dirt road, peered through the window, and met the gaze of a plaster saint perched on the sideboard. Jim McGurty had sounded nervous on the phone, and I feared he'd changed his mind about our interview. It had taken weeks of negotiation through a third party, and came with a condition attached, that I would refer to him only by his nom de guerre. The man inside this house was not the real Jim McGurty. The real one had been dead before his second birthday. But in 1970, the first facts of his little life were resurrected, inscribed in a new passport, and used to bring an American fugitive back to his homeland, back from exile to take control of the United States, and then the world, and then the planet Mars. Like many of the people enmeshed in the events of this book, Jim had no obvious reason to talk to me, and many to keep silent, not least the presence of those civil servants, senators, and spies. I wouldn't have blamed him for getting cold feet. Many of his former comrades had ignored my letters and emails. Some, when I reached them by phone, appeared to suffer sudden attacks of amnesia, or insisted that they were a different person with the same name. Others made it clear that my request for an interview was about as welcome as an envelope of compromising photographs. "I do not wish to be defined by my past," read one whiplash reply from an American author who, in a former life, was smuggled from Tokyo to Moscow with the help of the KGB. The story of his court-martial and his UFO encounters must be told instead by those who knew him. "I would be reluctant to participate in this project on any basis," wrote an American academic, dismayed to be reminded of the time when he fought the same fight as Jim McGurty. No first-hand account from him, then, of the nights he and his friends kept a woman imprisoned in her Manhattan apartment, playing Beethoven in an attempt to reprogram her brain. Another witness, whose name I gleaned from a CIA surveillance report, agreed to have a drink with me in order to offer his discouragement. "I had dinner with some of the other guys last night, and we agreed that none of us should speak to you," said the former high school principal, when we met under the eye of the clock at Stockholm Central Station. "Keep my name out of it." He was so agitated that he spilled his Diet Coke all over the cafe table.